1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
I mean, there's a time and a place for a cigar. It's a celebratory thing, but it's not, I don't know. Then it became a golf course strip club thing.
Well, yeah, because nobody without class ever smoked a cigar. Right?
I have, so there you go.
When were they invented?
Cigars.
Isn't that the first tobacco delivery system? Grinding it up and shoving it in a pipe?
A pipe, yeah, I would say
but
a pipe.
Wouldn't just rolling it up and wouldn't that be easier?
I think rolling it came before a pipe for sure. I would say that if I'm an older. What if I work the plantation? You know what I mean? I don't have a pipe.
I can make one right here on the ground, but that's not really dried yet. It's got to go into the.
Who knows? Yeah,
you know, it's still damp.
The cocaine people just chew the coca leaves. They don't sit around and make it a powder first and then hike up and down the mountains all day.
Was tobacco chewed first?
Well, Lucky Strike roasted their tobacco.
Roasted?
Yeah. I saw that on Mad Men. We roast.
My grandfather was a Lucky Strike
All the others
man.
Are just cigarettes. Our tobacco is roasted.
It's pre-smoked. Yeah.
And then who was the first person that put tar in? Why did they think
nicotine
tar was a good idea?
All those other things that went in there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tobacco leaves don't have nicotine?
Well, I know nicotine was added.
Okay. Why am I confused about that?
Origins of cigar smoking are unknown.
Really? It's not the Chinese or the...
Mayan ceramic pot from Guatemala dating back to the 10th century. Depicts people smoking tobacco leaves tied with a string. So you just kind of roll them up, tied it with a string. And
Native Americans, what was in the peace pipe? Was that tobacco?
That's different than a cigar, though.
I guess my first question would have been, do I smoke the string, too? Yes. Yes.
The band? Do I smoke the band?
Smoke the string.
Yes, of course you do.
That string was probably made out of some fairly natural materials, too.
Right. You're smoking the leaves. What's the difference? Yeah, the string was probably just some hemp.
By the time you get to a real cigarette, when you're, you know, the paper, what's in that paper you were inhaling all those years?
No, I know, but what? Who refined that rolled up batch of leaves into a cigar?
But cigars were always sold to be so classy. Your Dutch Masters, your White Owls, your Tipperillos, all of that stuff. It had some sort of woman with hair covering one eye. Opera
Veronica Lake.
Opera gloves on, you know, up to their elbows.
Yeah,
you
why?
Know.
Cause cowboys smoked cigarettes, you know, just rolled up.
That's what we were told
paper.
Anyway, yeah.
Right.
In the
they
commercials.
Were, you know, garbage people. Your classy
they were just,
people.
They were the working people
cigars.
Here. Yeah.
I don't know who's credited with the very first here, smoke this.
My uncle.
Why does it feel good? Did it feel good?
My uncle Jack kept a box of Dutch Masters. You know, can I interest you in a cigar? You know, he'd bring out the box. He'd have like a couple in a jar somewhere that he went and grabbed.
There were no cigars in my family at all. They were smoking, but no cigars.
Your Revolutionary War types, you know, they had the clay pipes, and you know, you heard about George Washington and all those types having a pipe in a tavern or something, but
you kept
were
your pipe
cigars
there?
Around then.
Kept your pipe at the tavern?
No,
like a mug club.
You'd sit and do it. You'd have a nice smoke there, or at home. I don't ever remember seeing or reading anybody.
Ward had a pipe. You were talking about the
smoking
beaver
smoking on a big cigar. Didn't in the Revolutionary War, but they must have had them by then.
I never saw Ward.
Didn't Ward have a pipe in the den in his office?
I never saw him smoke a pipe and leave it to Beaver. He may have. I just
don't
remember
it. I feel
like
I saw him lipping on one of those, you know, kind of chewing the end of it.
Sounds like it would have just been too much for Beaver to resist once Ward was away packing that thing with some tobacco and, you know, he and Larry trying it in the den. I always liked pipe.
Pipe smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
sure.
that. Yeah. Cigars. I think we were just sold a bill of goods with, yeah, you know, well, these are classy.
Wait,
why?
Did my uncle have a pipe?
Why? Because they're
might
big.
Have. In the the early days. I don't know.
How did that help your meal settle after dinner?
I don't know. It gets your heart rate up. Is that better for digestion?
Cigars had a resurgence back in when, the early 90s?
Yeah. Strip clubs and golf courses, like
well,
I said.
We had smoking lounges.
Oh, I know, but I mean, it just... Yeah.
Cigars and suspenders made a big comeback around the time Wall Street.
Cigar bars have always been around, and they just got grandfathered into the non-smoking stuff. You can still go into those shops and smoke regular cigarettes or pipes or cigars,
whatever
you want.
Can I vape in there?
Probably you can vape in there since you can vape anywhere else. I mean, of course. It was a thing.
I can vape anywhere else?
Still a thing. Can't you?
Where can I vape?
I don't know.
I've never seen anybody vape in a building.
Inside?
I always see it outside. I always
you
see
vape
it coming
in a bar?
Out. I always see it. No, there's no smoking in bars. That's
you can't
smoking.
Vape in a bar at all? Bennett might be the closest here, person to
bring a young person
represent
in.
The vape.
You can. It just depends on the place, really.
Really? It's not considered a smoke, even mm-hmm. though we have no idea what's in there?
Like, I remember when I was bartending, if it wasn't that busy and someone wanted to vape, I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
You vape?
No.
Okay. Why? You just don't want to?
No, I was never a smoker or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought that was the alternative for younger people. Well, it's not cigarettes. It's better for you.
I'm already too cool, so I don't need to vape.
Exactly.
Tell that to the kids who have had lung transplants already. Cigarettes are going, hey,
you
should
smoke us.
You
got the lungs of an 80-year-old.
We'll give you 30 years anyway before we kill you.
Exactly.
Vaping will do it in about 6 months.
We might take half your face like that woman on the commercial, but.
Yeah, those are rough.